I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
I'm very much a fan of New Balance shoes. I also need a new pair of shoes.
Come on, maybe Ron needs a new pair of shoes.
Yeah, come on. And he needs a new pair of shoes. Okay. Well, we're rolling dice, so that makes sense.
I keep telling him to get new shoes because he's running around like a hobo.
No, your exact words were, "You make us look like poor people."
You do.
Yeah, that's it.
I just have to think.
And I told Dale about what you said, and he laughs about it every time.
Have you looked at Rod's shoes?
Wow.
No. They're my Sunday shoes.
They're your everyday shoes.
They're
holy.
I get where he was going. I just wasn't encouraging it.
Okay. This is Low Moon Origins after the escape from the carpet bombing. The escape was facilitated by three methods, essentially. Or if you count going into the sword.
You're not even going to get to fight
So one group... is fighting the Tarrasque.
Until they get carpet
paladins of Forseti.
That already happened. The complex.
There's little to nothing left of them.
Obviously not effective.
Activated and began to hear a story from the Book of Legends. And
hopefully this one's like a kid's book.
We don't want a kid's book.
Well, we do.
They don't want Land kids your.
I want a Curious George story. Because all he does is cause
one group fled on foot, leading in the opposite direction of the Tarrasque.
Curious George module.
Okay. Also, at the end of last session, we heard this box tech that basically was the book telling of a party that had responded. Brigands usually managed to accumulate a good deal of treasure and are particularly tough to handle. These brigands, however, may be tougher than usual. And we joined the party sitting waiting inside the Count's audience chamber. A succession of seasoned fighters were entering full of enthusiasm, only to leave shortly with looks of disappointment and fear.
What do you mean they're all liches?
You sat pondering the strange situation. The door to the audience chamber swings open and the chamberlain announces that it is now your party's turn to count the Count of Yor. And as you enter, you met John Brunus, 5th Count of Yor, seated comfortably on a high seat at the end of a long table. Standing behind him, resplendent in his robes of bright yellow and blue, is Jorian, the High Priest of Vendere, a man who commands a large following among the men of Yor. In his right hand, Jorian holds a slim, tapered wand of ivory, the tip of his wand made of beryl. The room itself is richly but tastefully appointed with curtains, tapestries, and other objects of value. And the Count says, "Welcome, courageous volunteers. I assume you understand the nature of the task at hand." Okay, so I'm going to pass out now to you a piece of paper for you, sir. This is for you. And I believe both of the two of them are in the book, too, right?
Yeah.
Lonnie and Jasmine are both in the book. There you go.
I think.
Okay. Everyone gets one. Gotcha.
This is not Sherry.
So it's not book, just any piece of paper.
Yes, it is. Okay. So you can look on your... on the piece of paper that I gave you, and under stats, you can write down your intelligence and wisdom.
This is starting off.
Can I have Althea's sheet, please?
Yeah, theoretically.
I'm assuming that's who I'm subbing in as today.
All right. Yes, because the things...
Technically, we have bodies in here.
No, probably not.
Intelligence, wisdom are the fourth and fifth on the on that sheet.
I already got the personality down.
Because this is technically a second edition sheet. Changed the order of things. Sorry.
I do apologize that it says advanced Dungeons and Dragons at the top of the character sheets. I meant to copy one that said manual. I copied the wrong one. And then I didn't have anything.
That's okay. Our books say the same thing.
Yeah. So they don't know.
Oh, not they don't say second edition. Though. We accept your apology.
Thank you. I have copies somewhere.
I think I gave all of my copies of those sorts of things.
I need to know. The most important thing I need to know is what is my base on.
If this were Hackmaster, I could tell you.
Would it be zero?
Depends on your stats, actually. If you have high stats, you get some starting honor.
Yay. 24-ish years of playing role-playing games, I have never once looked in to see what a character's face honor is. Never. Never even looked up the honor rules. Nothing.
Okay. So, when he says that, is the really the moment, if you will, of which you assumed control of the characters in the story. Prior to that, you were kind of just sort of like, you were seeing from their bodies, but it was more of a third-party witness. But it, at this moment, you realize that you were fully in control of their bodies.
I don't think I like this. Seeing what I just got out of.
Okay, and so...
You're possessing someone else this time. It's completely different.
Okay, so go strength, dex, con, intelligence, wisdom, charisma. In that order.
Yep.
Well, you can tell by when it says magical defense, bonus spells, and then number of languages.
I'll figure out which one goes.
I was trying to be nice, but thank you for crushing that. I appreciate it.
I can't tell because I don't know what that means.
Okay, so then all four of you roll a d8, please.
Two! Please don't tell me I'm second level. Because this is going to go down fast.
Okay, we won't tell you you're second level.
Okay, good.
No,
you're low level, though.
It means you have...
Okay, I rolled a one, so...
Two stats below nine.
Higher than me.
Okay, so I...
Sorry.
I got Satyar. Win.
Two!
Rocket!
Apparently you're terrible on the D8.
Five. Ha-ha!
And...
Satyara, Victor, Al, Jasmine, just Snarl, Gwyn, and Satyara.
Please tell us that's our base honor.
Yes, please do.
I don't know this honor to which you speak of.
What is this good of which you speak?
Please don't make me a paladin.
Okay, highest number on the D8.
Five so far.
Six?
No, she got one.
She got one.
Okay, so five.
Five, two, two, one.
Yeah.
We're almost a zip code.
You guys really brought down the average. I just nudged over average, and you guys just...
Actually, he's making us roll, like, you know, cause wound spells to see what your soul wound is.
Oh, that's fine. That would be me.
Okay.
Mine's easier to get rid of.
Okay, so what you so far can take stock of will be kind of like how you can compare to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
How you want to note that in your character sheet is up to you. So, for example, you know that the body that you are in is nowhere near as physically like strong as you are.
I know, because I start doing push-ups.
You also know if I can get to 100, the body that you are in feels just slightly less adroit or flexible than your normal body. And you also know that you cannot breathe as deeply as you normally do.
Your character has asthma.
Yes. Hey, that's no joke, man.
That's about what you know so far.
Asthma's not a joke. Okay. That was
now, as far as, you know, something that obviously would be painfully obvious, such as you're wearing bracers and fairly normal clothing. There's a ring on your left hand, a wand tucked in your belt.
You melded with your violin.
relatively heavy backpack.
So we're all going to completely switch roles from what we're using.
Can I have another talk on you with some more shots?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of fun getting to play knockoff Leon for a little while.
Knockoff Leon, that's about it. So
was the barbarian? Because I wanted to. Well, we were all playing the fake.
Who had the next highest number after driving?
We had 2 twos. Myself and Ron had 2s.
The red dragon that kicked our butts and took all our stuff. Except for one item.
Okay, so you guys roll off then?
What do you want us to roll?
Oh, anything? Dice.
What do you mean you play
all the same?
One! Ron, roll a d6.
Jeez. One!
Okay, roll again. 4.
Who's running this game? What do we do?
We're supposed to roll off. If you were listening instead of talking to Josh.
1.
Okay, I won.
I won. It's not a competition.
Bingo!
He just needs varying results. That's all.
Hey, I am still.
Is this
at
a competition? It is if I'm in charge.
Our marriage is a competition. That's how it's been.
Congratulations on your victory. Yes.
You win half of my stuff.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Half of nothing.
No, he don't have nothing. He has rooms full of something.
Normally 6'1".
Yes, so you also realize the new person
all the board
slightly
games.
Less tall. And...
Just, I'll give it. I'll give half of it to you.
Like 2 20.
Weigh about 3/4.
Yeah, that pile of ash. Those are the board games I owe you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the lawyers would have something to say about that.
I'll burn the rest of it too.
Yeah, they'll still get it out of you somehow.
Okay.
Can you give what they don't have?
Go to
a little bit, not a lot.
Lorelei.
So how tall is Lorelei?
She is 5'10".
Okay, so this person's about a foot shorter than you.
Oh my goodness, I'm Kendra.
No. No.
Okay. I'm like 4'10".
She's a foot shorter than Lorelei.
You said about.
Lorelei only way.
I don't know.
Approximately.
Yeah, 120-ish.
Yeah.
Sure.
130-ish.
Like 130-ish, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, so this person weighs about 50 pounds less than that.
Oh my goodness, they're going to break me.
You're going to blow away in a stiff breeze.
Right?
For a minute, I would touch her dwarf.
This person is considerably stronger than Lorelei.
Okay, I'm Kendra.
You're one. No, you're just a giant bicep muscle. You're playing his bicep muscle.
What's
not yours.
You're not a bicep muscle.
10.
Okay, so this person seems to be somewhat more dexterous then. And what's Lorelei now?
Con? Like a 13.
Okay. Very similar. You're about the same. Okay, and then that brings us to...
Oh, that's just horrible. If I'm the mage, we're in trouble because I keep my intelligence.
Oh boy.
What do I do with this finger again?
What did
Zap.
Roll? No, what did you roll?
She rolled a 1.
That's the thing, man. Casting spells, you don't require intelligence You just need to memorize and to learn new spells.
Oh, yeah, right. There's no chance of spell failure.
For you're a mage intelligence tonight.
Yeah.
So. You're fine.
Does, right. Does
so, Leon.
Yeah, but he's...
Sorry, Al.
He's Elvin.
Al.
No.
Was.
Yeah.
I don't know what I am, though. You guys have to tell me later.
1875. 73.
This person is considerably weaker than that. Most people are.
Okay. Are we killing kids again?
No. Dexterity
is 17.
Considerably less dexterous than that.
What am I, an invalid?
Con.
15.
Downright frail by comparison to that.
Oh, jeez.
Adventures in the Lomonian Universe. 34 years and running.
You want to trade?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. You got the...
Okay. Oh, I didn't do equipment.
The problem is I don't have the intelligence and wisdom to balance it out.
So Lorelei's...
I don't really have intelligence. Whatever my friend does.
I'm just going to write weak, weak, weak.
Has... a long sword, plate mail...
You should have won!
A ring.
Paladin.
I tell her that all the time, but she never agrees with me.
Arrows and a quiver on his back. Her back. But no bow.
Boneless arrows.
Maybe it comes from the ring. Who knows? You said plate mail?
Yep. And a shield.
Well, I'm not going to know what to do with any of this.
Just thinking I'd take a minute to learn how to use all this stuff.
Okay, here.
Yeah, we need 40 here, hours to
take train. These bracers and this wand and give me the sword, the armor, and the sword.
Okay, Al's character in the story
has a tourniquet on its right arm.
Has a staff.
And a sling on the left.
Lightweight, but very seemingly solid splint mail.
What?
Splint mail. And staff.
So much for getting my spells back while I'm in here.
And a holy symbol.
Oh, the cleric.
You should have won.
We literally switched roles completely. So what am I going to be then?
Holy symbol, do I recognize it?
You have to roll off.
You're the paladin, that makes me what?
Hey, you're going to roll off.
Roll off with style, roll a d8.
One. Dice sucks.
So then this is you.
On a d8 or a d6?
D8. Roll a one twice on a d8. Dice sucks.
Hope you don't heal a longsword in your new body.
Okay.
I'm with that dice.
And so you okay, so how tall are you normally?
5'10".
You feel about the same height.
Okay.
Tall for
how much you weigh on?
116.
Yeah, you feel maybe 50-60 pounds heavier than that at least. What's your normal strength?
8.
Okay, yeah, you feel way stronger than that. Like you could actually probably arm wrestle.
Just your bicep, crush!
You flex your bicep and go, wow, that's as big as my thigh muscle normally is.
Okay.
And what is your dex normally?
10.
Okay, you feel slightly more dexterous than that. Con?
15, 28.
Very similar.
My watch says,
move!
Or it's part cow.
And you paid to have that rudeness.
I know. Okay.
And then, as far as equipment goes, it's obvious. You have a shield. It seems very finely crafted. A long sword. A horn on your belt.
Is it full of alcohol?
Or powder?
You wear chainmail.
Let it be powder. Let it be ale. Let it be ale. Let it be ale.
And do I recognize the holy symbol?
Do we get to know if we're male or female at least?
Do we check that? We do just need to look down.
Yeah.
Yes, you can know. You all have the same gender you began.
Oh, okay.
That's
interesting.
So. It is.
I asked Sherry if they would eat him, and she said, somebody probably will.
What's that?
Crisp apple Pop-Tarts.
Athena.
Yeah, we probably, she probably should have let me.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Oh, dear. Great job, book. This should be a fun story.
I told you not.
At least my wisdom's higher than my intelligence.
The narrator says, the heroes seem more confused than the Count's question.
That has to have all these fancy spells every day. It's going to be kind of fun to not be the magic user. Except for you don't actually know how to use the stuff that you have. I'll figure it out. Just swing it. Something will happen.
Doesn't look that hard. I mean, just...
just swing the chair. I have a 19 intelligence. How hard can it be?
I seem to remember.
I don't know. People train their whole lives and to perfect techniques. I don't know. You know, just all sorts of things. I know how to use a sword. I just don't like doing it.
All right. The Count's last words were, I assume you understand the nature of the task at hand.
Nope.
There are two other people in the room with you, by the way, that seem to be accompanying you or whatever. One of them is a human female, probably 6 foot, 180 pounds, fairly strong looking, not like Victor or Kendra normally or Bon or any of those, but fairly strong. Wears plate and shield. Like
who?
And.
Sorry.
Thing I don't know what to do with is the bow.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, if I ever find it.
Oh, they said there were two.
Oh, yeah, that was the shield. Yeah. The second one is.
Again, there's technique in
here.
I mean, I've seen them.
Halfling.
Ooh, a halfling.
2 foot nine. A little over 50 pounds.
You're my kind of people.
Seems
we're
fairly
short.
Soundly built, reasonably strong.
You're only
2 feet
taller than that.
And has no armor. A dagger on on her belt.
I think this is the second time we've had a halfling since I've been playing.
Brown leather boots with kind of like gold gilding.
Is there any sort of heraldry on my shield?
No.
At least I'm not a knight. Or a knight with enough hair. Since it's established,
you don't feel like you feel more brutish than that. I think maybe I haven't had a bath in a couple of days.
Well,
barbarian.
A barbarian with my intelligence wisdom, that's kind of dangerous.
How barbarian? Or restrictive.
Sorry. Me hate magic.
Yep. I say, hello.
Your intelligence.
We understand that you're having an issue with brigands. Is that not what has brought us here?
Yes. Yes, indeed. The merchants all along the South Road and in and out of my county are... their caravans have been raided, and I brought you here to allow you to be useful in defeating these brigands. And, you know, the truth is, any other issues that may arise, and Don't know what all might be going on down there. Once you get there, I trust that you'll exercise your good judgment. And the halfling speaks up.
Wisdom is key.
The halfling speaks up and says, "Are we getting paid?" Well, you know, it's well known that brigands capture a lot of treasure and goods, and none of them are need to be given back to the merchants from which they were stolen. And so I can make a ruling that you can keep anything that you find along the way. I might be able to help you with a little bit of equipping to get your quest started, that kind of thing. But really, you'll be doing the task for my gratitude.
To curry favor.
Sure. Sure. Seems to be getting, if you want to put it that way.
Just be glad you're running.
I see the keenness in your eyes.
When you put it,
what else have you done? Where have you been? Are you fit for the job? I see you are reasonably well outfitted, though maybe a few things missing that I might expect.
Yeah, there's a lot missing.
I think you will find that we are well suited to the task that you have put before us. Ah. We are not ones to brag on our exploits and abilities.
Have you ever fought brigands before?
Yeah. Many times.
Wow, excellent, excellent. Have you ever navigated overland using a map?
I'm generally familiar with cartographers, and maps are useful in finding locations. So, yes.
Well, excellent, excellent. Is there any reason that you would not want to take on this risk that I'm asking you to take on? Do you have ties at home, an expectant wife, children about to be apprenticed? Anything?
You know what? We just take a holiday for...
Half of us. We have none of those things.
You could almost say that we were brought here specifically to deal with this problem.
I am intrigued by that statement.
And by the power of Athena.
I just shake my head. I'm trying not to. I'm screwed.
That eliminates Lorelei. Possibly Jasmine?
Yeah, that definitely eliminates me. That's not me.
Notice that the priest is, or priest-looking fellow who has been standing in the corner the whole time. He's got a wand in his hand, and his other hand is sort of buried up inside of his sleeve. Oversized. And he's been sort of like half asleep or sort of mumbling to himself, not paying much attention to the conversation as it's been unfolding. Just now and after those comments, he seems to become somewhat more alert. And then the Count looks at him, and he nods his head once slowly. And then he lifts his head back up. The Count turns to you and says, "You are accepted for the task. What you must do seems simple. Travel to the village of Wakeham in the south. Learn the fate of my squad of men that I sent there previously. They were led by Barto Troom, one of my most..."
New Heights is a church that believes in reaching new heights in Jesus. Everyone's on a journey. Let's all work together to take the next step.
Most trusted soldiers. I should very much like to know what's happened to him. Then find these detestable brigands and eliminate them. Summary justice is approved by my authority. Above all else, find out if there is any further evil behind these vicious attacks. If so, eliminate it. Your reward for success will be whatever you regain from the evil you discover, plus my personal gratitude. You will have curried my favor, as it were.
If I knew what knew more about you.
To the best of my ability, I will answer any questions you may have for me just now. I'll also be glad to help cover some costs. I see you're missing a few key pieces of equipment, perhaps. You could buy them before you leave town.
Do I have any feeling for what time of day it is?
The windows in the waiting room where you were right before you came in here, you didn't have full feeling of what was going on, but you could see the windows were, the shadows were short and near to the window, but there was bright light coming through, so you'd say it's probably midday, like late morning.
Well, there are some things that we do need to take care of in town to prepare ourselves. We shall take stock, and if there's anything that you may be able to provide to aid our travel, we will... what is the best way to get in contact with you or the appropriate servant to assist us? Since obviously your time must be valuable.
Yes, yes. Well, we're not quite done here yet, but... The best way to handle it would be if I just give you the money. Then you go buy what you need. That's great. The priest is coming back to his own little world and isn't really interacting.
The mage?
Priest.
He's a priest.
Woke up and not.
The one that had the wand?
Yes.
Yeah.
He looks a like a priest. He has always.
Oh, you said mage before.
In terms of questions, besides brigands, have there been any other unusual sightings that have been passed on? Beasts of any sort? Other threats?
Well, this is in a category of information that I can get you. Mm-hmm. We'll come back to it in a second. Any other questions?
Who is in charge of the city, and are they likely to be of any, or sorry, of the town, and are they likely to be of any assistance?
I doubt they'll be of any assistance. Everybody's pretty much hole up or trying to stay out of trouble. We've had many pleas for aid, so they'll be expecting someone to come, but I don't think they're going to be of much assistance. There's so few people of your caliber that... Most people will pretty much expect you to handle the whatever the difficulties are. Common folk should not spend their blood on such things.
Of course.
I've taken the liberty of gathering in the next room some of the merchants who have been robbed or had encounters with brigands, and so we can retire there now, and I will let you hear from them. Perhaps they have more details. Plus, it will give them the opportunity to feel as if they are contributing to the effort to put an end to this evil. And he rises from his chair and says, "Will you follow me?"
Of course.
At that point, the halfling says, "Hey, I have no money in my pouch." The count doesn't seem to notice. "I don't have any money either," says the... "No money.
We shall make certain that the funding for our equipment will cover things."
"I don't expect I eat much." Count looks over his shoulder at that as he's walking across the room, because it's kind of a strange thing to say. "I heard that halflings eat a lot," Count says. "Oh, I think I heard that too. Never mind." "I probably do eat a lot."
"You're really not very good at being other people."
"We don't even know what we are."
So whoever's next to me, I'm going to be a few steps back, behind the count, giving him, his rightful lead.
Okay, sure.
But whoever's nearest to me,
"Who are you?" Okay, roll randomly to see what happens to me. Just roll a D8, and I'll go across the table here.
5.
It's Lorelai. He says, "Who are you?"
"Lorelai."
Victor.
I can't help but
we know, you're straight up like walking like this.
I can't help it.
Like a stick is up there.
Mr. Not the Halfling.
For those of you at home, she said, at least you're not the Halfling.
Oh, goodness. Oh, wouldn't it be funny if Satyara was a Halfling? She's already Thiefling. It works.
I'm pretty sure she's the Halfling. It doesn't have money in her pouch.
It could be Snarl or
more of us. There's more people in the party than there are of people who went into the sword.
I understand, but it still could be. I don't know.
Anyway,
Satyara came with us.
You step out in the hallway briefly. And then you step into another large chamber, and okay. The Count leads you into the large chamber that's used for public audiences. He sits behind the He sits behind the center of a long table, facing the crowd in the room, and gestures for you to take seats on either side of him. Jorlin, the priest, silent as ever, stands behind the Count. Could you move into the room and take seats on either side of him?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. The people in the chairs all look like merchants, maybe caravan guards, people like that. And they all look pretty anxious. Like, they're sitting on the front edge of their seat, they're craning their heads to get a look at you, you know, things like that. Okay, so the audience chamber is filled with these merchants and guards and so on. Their chattering has been hushed by the Count's entrance. Scattered about the room are a few men clad in armor, obviously mercenary guards. The two large doors at the rear of the chamber are manned by guards in the Count's livery. So they have his symbol on their chest. Or at least you assume that's what it is. In each corner behind you, you notice a cleric in yellow and blue robes. Both are standing quietly with their heads lowered, occasionally muttering a soft word of devotion to themselves or to their deity. Deity. A dainty deity word. A dainty deity word. Okay? And
do tickets.
After you've all moved in and claimed a chair, the halfling hops up on her chair because it's almost shoulder high. So, it's like nine. So. Okay.
I splint mail. I'm trying to sit down. I sit very.
Remember, it is fairly light and high quality, so it does pretty well.
I thought the whole point of splint mail was like straight bands of metal.
Yeah, but this seems to be perhaps even magical. So it's a little more flexible than what like you used to.
Okay.
But you probably feel a little stiffer in it than a normal person would, because normally Al's pretty strong compared to this person, yes, right?
Yeah. Who is frail and weak and
probably
pretty much
somewhat
worthless
awkward trying to sit in plate mail, seeing as I've never worn plate mail before.
It feels odd, but your body feels like it's made for it.
Yeah.
So it's handling it very well. So after you've taken your space, the Count introduces you to the assembly. Mm-hmm. He says, "These will forever be known as the great heroes of yore. The warrior Jubilo." Any motions to Jasmine? Or to Jubilo?
Your Jubilo.
Write it down!
He's a guy in with a horn on his belt, plate mail, shield, and sword. No, chainmail, sorry. Chainmail, shield, and sword.
I tap my staff.
The warrior Hanar. Plate and shield.
That would be. Was that one of us or no?
It's one of you, yeah. Everyone, there's the exact same number of people in your current group as came in the book.
Oh, I thought there were two more. Okay.
Unless I've missed somebody. No, I had three, right?
Yeah, yeah, you had three.
Well, I thought you said there were two people. More than there were of us. No. So, okay. Sorry.
Okay. Not sure what happened there, but no. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then there's, he says, the priest Anselm, and he motions to the man with the staff and the split veil.
Oh, so I'm not the same sex as Althea.
Yeah, actually, it's a female.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the name of his answer. Okay. And, the warrior mage, Maris, motions to another fellow in. Or another female in plate and shield with arrows on her back.
Crap, what was my name again?
Ansel.
Ansel. And, I don't think I can hear
the character. Maris is
her. Maris?
Yep. The priest mage Erlo.
He said
5'9" beauty.
Yeah, you're female.
Who's maybe half elven? And then the mage Ayar. Which motions to the mage that has only bracers and a wand and a big backpack.
That I know is Victor.
Victor, are you
that
a mage?
You know is Victor.
Ayar.
Yes, I are.
And young Mistress Heron. And he motions to the halfling. And she cranes. She, like, gets up on her knees so she can be seen above the table. Okay. And then he says, this group of heroes will now hear your experiences and your complaints. And then, as soon as he says that, all of the merchants in the room begin talking at once and quite loudly, and it's extremely chaotic, to the point that you really can't pick out any useful information whatsoever.
Rabble.
The Lorelei in me wants to stand up and tell them to be quiet and speak one at a time.
Moaning and groaning over goods and treasure lost, guards killed, guards captured or fled, and so forth.
See, this is why I don't have a duchy anymore. I don't like dealing with these sorts of things.
How many of them are there?
After that goes on for 10 or 15 seconds and nobody else is doing anything, I will stand and say rather loudly, if you would all be silent, perhaps we can listen one at a time and actually get something useful from your information. Yeah, right.
Based on your criminal?
10.
Good roll. Okay.
Well, it's 100, so is that 100?
No.
Somebody hit you with the rock.
Playing a new character, you're not a new gamer. Okay. Anyway, you must be, you figure, fairly charismatic because they do quiet down quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And then to finish it off, the count puts his hand firmly on the table and says, I think it would be better if we let our heroes question you. Says all of these have obviously suffered losses from the brigands' raids. Perhaps you have some questions for them. Then, kind of softly, so the only people who are close to him at the table can hear this.
Starting with view, then, what can you tell us of the brigands who have raided you? Their numbers, their demeanor, where they came from and where they fled.
Numbers are hard to say. They came in the dark. They came quickly. Chaos ensued as the guards fled. And he looks kind of like a scathing glance at one of the guards in the room. He says, There had to have been at least 15, 20. They were in and out quickly. Left a few guards dead and the rest scattered. We were struck in, on the road east of Wakeham.
What did they make off with?
Everything, pretty much. Everything of any value. They didn't take the dead bodies of the guards. Or any of their equipment.
They did not take any of the guardsmen's equipment?
I don't think so.
What's been the frequency of the attacks?
Like, I don't know. We got hit twice in a month. They mumble amongst themselves, shift around in their chairs and stop and talk for a while. And after about a minute or so, one of them says, a dozen attacks a month at least. We should roll percentile dice, please.
No. 52.
Okay. Countess, what else?
Beyond the brigands, have you or any of you heard any stories of any other issues in the area? Odd creatures? Any such?
No. But, one of the merchants says, but there are some stories, I think, that the farmers tell about lizard men tribe that used to live in the swamp down there before, a few generations back, they were wiped out. And I think they may have stories about that. Most people steer clear of the swamp. And it's dark and there's no sure footing, very little.
And do these brigands carry any common insignias or banners or anything of the such that would denote them as being
an
organized force?
They're mostly shaking their head no as you're finishing the question, but one merchant speaker up says, they may be like knights from a foreign land deposed of their honor or something. They mostly wear black. No insignias, and they're very powerful warriors. The merchant guards run almost immediately, and all the guardsmen are ineffective, even when they do try to group up and try to resist the attack. Seems like the guards flee most of the time, outmatched. And then some of the brigands will pursue the running guards. So they may have taken prisoners. I mostly didn't stick around to find out what happened to all the guards, how many were dead, how many were captured. He says, I was lucky to survive with my life. And several other brigands, yeah, me too. Or merchants, yeah, me too.
Curious, did they say anything to you? Why they were not keeping you captive when they raided you?
No. Really no communication at all. One of the guys says, there was an old fellow. He might know the area well. He stopped to ask us some questions before. Hey, that happened to me too. Another one says, yeah, we saw him too. And after a few moments of talking through, they begin to formulate how many of them actually saw this old man before the attack. Meanwhile, Jasmine, who is not Jasmine, gets a strong feeling that you're being watched.
Oh, man. Am I more than just all of these crazy people in the room?
Yes. Okay. In the meantime, while they've been engaged in conversation, you really haven't said much, but you've been listening. You also noticed that one of the priests was relieved, like another priest came in and took his spot. And they just exchanged glances or whatever, and then the first guy left. Seems like it was fairly routine. And then you've heard the priest say little things like, bless the transactions in this room, we pray safety upon these heroes, and things like that.
What sort of questions? Oh, sorry.
Probably you all.
Yep. 06.
Okay. You also get a strong feeling that you're being watched. These proceedings are being watched.
I'm going to. On the sly, I'm going to kind of like look around. Try to not make it obvious.
What sort of questions did this old man ask of all of you?
He was asking for. One of them says, he was asking for directions. Another one says, he asked us if we had seen a young woman. He asked us for directions. Find that about of the merchants that are in the room, about half the time he asked for directions and half the time he inquired about someone.
Always a woman or?
No, actually a woman is a name. Assuming the memories are correct.
So you, pointing to the first guy, were hit to the east of Wakeham. What of the rest of you? Where were you attacked?
Okay, they kind of go through where it was. Yeah, to the east, about 5 miles, to the west. The east, and so it's always kind of around Wakeham on the highway, which actually literally goes through that town. Mm-hmm. Never more than say 15 miles from Wakeham. And the 15-mile one is to the east, and all the ones to the west, which would be west northwest, actually are considerably shorter distances, 3 to 5 miles. You hear the new priest who entered into the room say, give the count wisdom in these proceedings.
Anyways. I don't see anybody like up in the rafters or anything, like the ground. Who's sitting next to me? Like what described person?
Lorelei is on your left. Maris is
not
on the left.
Which is
the fighter mage. And Erlo is on your right, which is the priest mage.
I'm going to lean to my right and say, I think we're being watched.
Now, is that you?
Yeah.
Is And she stands up next to the table and pushes her chair out and is visibly looking around. In fact, let's see. She has a mace. She has put her hand on her mace on her belt, but she hasn't actually drawn it. And then she's raised her left hand. And in fact, she's like, she seems to be like searching for pockets to see what else she might have.
I guess if I see it, I'll look and see what she's doing.
She looks like she's upset or nervous. She's risen, has her hand on her weapon. She's looking around the room, searching for pockets and folds of her robes.
What's going on?
That person's on the other side of you and asks, what's going on?
These proceedings are being watched.
I'll start looking since I know what we should be looking for.
Okay.
I'll stand up.
67.
With whatever the other person is. Okay. I'll be looking out.
Right.
That'd be the priest mage Erlo.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you definitely get a distinct feeling as if they're being watched. In fact, you're fairly sure, with your background and knowledge, whatever, that someone is scrying or monitoring.
That's good.
So you're actually watching through.
Awesome.
Open that and then
I'll do the rock. And then would you roll the d20?
Sure.
You do rock.
You have 5.
Okay. You hear the priest in the corner. The newest one is a little louder than the one that was already there before. It was continued his mumbling and duties and whatever, but this one, he says, O great power of evil, destroy now thine enemies.
Get him!
Raises his hand, and as he raises his hand, a column of fire comes down from the sky in the center of the table, and everyone needs to make the same thing versus spell. Your dex bonus, whatever it is, applies.
Or the lack thereof.
Yes, or the lack thereof.
Roll high.
Don't know what my save is.
Oh my gosh, that is not high at all. I have 17.
I have a 15. Ha ha.
I honestly have no idea what my save would be.
Just roll high.
I didn't. I rolled an 8.
I was going for it. There.
I could be higher than that.
I was rolling the saves for the NPCs. I got 18, 18.
Like, although if my dex is up, that means my save would be up, right?
Depends on how high your dex is.
Okay. The table erupts in a voluminous explosion, and everyone is thrown backwards.
I found it on the floor.
If you made your save, there was
how could you cast flame strike right in the middle of the room and us not notice it?
Because they've been sitting there mumbling.
Kiss the chant and stop.
Well, they've been doing that.
They've been chanting.
Maybe.
We're finding out right now. Okay, so save throw versus spell for Jubilo. You can write this on your character sheet. It is 13.
Yeah, you fail.
Failure.
Maybe. Depends on death.
Yeah. Save throw versus spell for Anselm. 14.
Anselm?
Yes.
Anselm.
I thought it was Ansel. Okay, so 14?
Yep.
Yeah, I failed.
Saving throw versus spell for Maris?
Mm-hmm.
10.
Aged it.
And saving throw versus spell for IR? 10.
IR saved.
Right?
Okay.
IR safe.
IR safe. Sorry. IRC. You are dead.
I don't even know if I would have a dex bonus. So.
Correct. You know. But if you're not close, then you don't. The maximum dex bonus he saves is 3. So.
Yeah. Well, with an 8, you're pretty much.
Do bear in mind that equipment could have bonuses as well. Mm-hmm. So, let's see.
Is it going to give me 5?
It's not the way Yeah,
ring of protection plus five.
You never know. Okay, so Jasmine has.
You can download our app in the App Store. The app is called Life, the number 4, Toledo. Life 4 Toledo.
There's Jubilo, who has Chain and Shield. Jubilo.
Cloud of Absorption?
Two.
Oh no!
Ring of Fire Resistance?
Yes, you could have made it, but you don't. You failed.
Okay. I'm jumping over the table and going after the guy. Once I pick myself up.
After it stops raining fire down, you mean?
Nah.
It'll be fine. It's not like I'm really gonna die. I'm not really here.
Yeah. Right. Because that's how it works.
That way. Yeah, but she wasn't here the first time we did it.
Yeah. Nope.
So she's not, she doesn't know how it works.
No. Quite honestly, we don't know how it works either.
You die in the book, you're dead.
We know more than.
Well, she's slightly, yeah.
Actually, they weren't dead.
Nobody died in the book last time, so we don't know what happened.
Now I really wish the
trash.
But
we didn't get equipment and everything back when we left.
Yeah, when we came back, we had our stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we had the stuff that we gained from the book.
Dawn lost everything. She didn't get it back.
Because it got destroyed in the pudding.
Yeah, she got destroyed in the pudding.
What do you say? If your items get destroyed, you can't.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
So,
you die in the book, you die in real life.
Most likely. The body can't live without the mind.
It is most possible.
Failed per se. You can mark down that you took 38 points of damage. And you are not
unconscious.
Can you
take it down the
room? Since you're right in the hallway there?
Yes, you're not
Thanks,
dead.
Buddy.
This would have killed me before.
Actually, I would have been exactly at zero.
You do have to save for your items versus magical fire. You do not get a dex bonus because you
failed your save.
Okay, then we go to.
I bought these, but I didn't
know
it was going to be 3
Yeah, I rolled
any of these.
Eight, right?
No, I rolled an 8. I have a 14 save. I don't know what my items do. Yeah. Pretty sure they don't do that.
Not that.
I think it's 20 save.
Well, what are you rolling
so
for?
You also took 38 points of damage.
The shield was 20, the long sword is 17.
Can I give you the stuff?
And yes, you're on.
Oh, sweet. I'm unconscious.
Our priest went down.
So
our priest went down.
Less than 38.
I'm trying to get.
That means the gator is pointing away from 38, right? You know what that means? Less than?
Yes.
38?
Okay. My book is up
to so, yes, I have
less than 38.
Finding things takes a little bit of time.
Oh,
okay. Alright.
Okay.
I have a staff, point mail.
So is it magical fire then?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Holy sun. Okay. That's all I got. Do I have a backpack?
Metal hard. Yeah, metal hard has a 2, so you're unlikely to fail.
Okay. The horn.
Maris.
Yes.
Made save.
Roll the 13.
Yeah. Takes 19 points.
I have no idea what it's made out of.
It's called a flesh wound.
You rolled
like
13?
A lot. Like, just getting
I'm
going to
say that it
there.
Makes everything, because only cloth and parchment or paper fail on the 13.
Okay. My chainmail.
Remember, Varys was said to be a warrior
it's
mage.
Two for metal hunt, so you should be fine.
It would seem to drag the average down considerably.
That's the only item he told me he had. I have.
Okay, James, I got a staff.
Also means you should get one of your mates.
Would?
If
sure.
I had any.
I don't know. 9.
Well, Maris probably had one.
We'll
just have to figure
7
out
for thick wood.
Okay. Splint mail.
5.
Okay.
12.
No problem.
And a holy symbol.
IR.
18.
No problem.
Uh-oh.
I got
okay.
I made my save.
Okay. IR is unconscious.
Really is?
You took 18 points of damage and you're unconscious.
This is going to be a problem.
You're really glad you made yourself.
Unconscious. Unconscious.
He's got too much crepidity to have that low of hit points.
Maybe he was injured before.
Okay, the funny part is...
More than 38 hit points, apparently.
Victor was down 100 before hit points and still had more than that.
Yeah, there you go. All
right. It's okay.
So then, also on Erlo...
You want to do my items real quick?
Sorry. That was all you had?
That's all I know that I have.
Anything hard metal saves on a 2.
That's mostly what I have. 12.
Erlo's conscious, but just barely.
What does arrows?
Arrows are thin wood, so it'll be 11.
There. Okay, arrow. Made it.
Hedar is unconscious.
Ring would be what? Soft metal?
Soft metal, typically. So call well, that a...
That was a quick session.
13.
And Perrin.
Okay.
Yeah, I managed to outrun.
I didn't lose anything.
When I, you guys finally get out of the book, he barks you all of your corpses out, and I'm like,
what the heck? I'm a monk healer, not a monk resurrector.
I haven't learned that yet.
You haven't even learned restoration yet.
I know, I'm working
on it. You need
to
work on that harder.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
I don't even know you need to work on it harder.
Yes, so Hanar is also unconscious, so we are what?
Conscious.
One person.
I am unconscious.
Well, no. Two people.
So Hanar and...
Amsel, or whatever.
IR and...
IR.
But three.
The names ending in R are unconscious.
Well, and Ansem.
Ansem.
And Anselm. Anselm and the R's. Three. Okay.
So how many do we have? Do
so
we have more conscious
people?
Yeah.
But they all look a little beat up.
I'm charging after the guy.
The healthiest of anyone?
The halfling?
Jubilo. Oh. That's rare. You don't ever recall that being true.
Ow. That wasn't too bad. Charge!
There's several. Snarl, Sagara.
That used to be mostly immune to fire.
Okay, so...
I'm saving, I'm still conscious.
So who is Jubilo again?
Me, Jasmine.
Okay, so Jubilo, you save your shield?
I save for everything.
Did you save your longsword?
Yes. And the horn and the chainmail.
Okay, did you save for a pack, like a bag or
no.
a pack?
No.
You have one.
I didn't save for a bag or a pack. I just did all the items you told me I had.
13.
13. We'll save for leather.
Okay, it's fine. So you don't have to save what's inside it. About the horn?
You got that.
My backpack okay. made it.
Alright, good. Okay, so your backpack made it. You don't have to leather.
You have a pack run? Or I'm assuming you have a pack of
leather. I don't know what it is.
I absolutely
do. Oh,
and so. And so.
Yes, she does.
She
does. She does.
You do.
14.
No problem.
Sweet. I don't know if I have any rings or anything like that, but I will take four rings.
Holy sin.
The ring that I have, is it a plus two or better save?
It is not.
Then it is not. I'll never know.
You also have a wand.
Yes, which I saved. Assuming that it's thin wood.
We figure out what these magic items do. Do we get the experience for?
Nice.
Hopefully, I can survive long enough to figure it out. Oh wait.
And my backpack's
safe. Okay.
Oh.
At that point, we will roll initiative.
You're not gonna be able to play on it while
bracers. It's okay.
At that point,
those who are conscious.
You guys can roll
in my room. Go travel and charge
the room. Ready.
Charging cord out sometimes. Alicia, roll
initiative. Oh, sorry.
Right
out loud. What? Where do you get a bonus?
Anselm is unconscious.
Do I get a bonus?
I don't know. You'll find out.
I don't know either.
So it's Maris.
My dex is some higher than 10.
Hello.
That's all I got.
If it's 15 or 16 or higher, you'll have a bonus.
And
Maris rolled a 6.
The count is significantly wounded also. And Jorlin is moving to tend him, so you don't think you're going to get any help from either one of them. The merchants and the guards are scattering. It looks like if anybody's going to deal with the guy who blew you up with fire, it's going to be you.
Okay.
I'm charging out with my longsword now.
Yeah, but just looking at
right, the missile fire.
With 500 rounds?
I have a bow.
556?
You would have missile fire if you had a bow.
No, I have a bow.
You need a bow.
All I got is this longsword.
350 bucks.
Nope. No missile fire. Melee, 9.
I don't know. I rolled a 6.
Okay. So you rolled a 6, so that's possible then, huh? Maybe you are...
Merrick.
You are not getting on this back.
No.
No 9.
Does Lorelai get an extra bonus?
Hmm?
Does Lorelai get an extra bonus?
No. I have a 10.
It's about like that.
You said it was higher than that.
Yeah,
it is, but it's not higher than the bonus.
Mine is only some higher, so mine's probably like
you
a
now
12.
Know that your dex is between 11 and
15.
15. Narrowed it down.
Actually, 16 for initiative.
16 gets an initiative bonus.
Yeah. Right.
I'm saying I don't get one. Both of our decks are between 11 and 15. Got it.
There we go. Okay. So 9, 8,
actually, he didn't tell me I don't
7, 6.
Me!
What about Jubilee? Does she
I rolled a 1.
Bonus? Oh, that's right.
So not there yet. Yeah. It could be a 4.
Could be 1 to 4.
I'm drawing this longsword and going to go slice me up a cleric.
Whatever initiative you go in, you're going to find out what your dex bonus is, basically. Because you're going to find out what your dex is.
Yay!
Okay. So, in 6, you had already stood up. Okay. And so, are you charging the guy who cast the...
Can I draw my longsword on the way? Or do I already have it out or when I stood up? Or?
No, you probably didn't draw it with... Okay. You knew there was an enemy because the count was right there and that would freak him out and guard might attack you.
I was the one saying, get him!
Yes.
That's the guy! That's the guy!
You will be drawing your longsword, which takes the entire round.
Oh my goodness!
Welcome
right?
to my
Should I just
world.
Punch him?
Yeah, that is an option. You can just run and try and fight on it.
Seems to work okay for Victor.
Forget the sword. Let's do that. It's faster.
Okay. And if he has a spear, impale yourself on it. So he can
hit you. You now have great sympathy for Victor, who usually just dives on people. Now I know why he does that.
A whole
so
round
long
just
to
draw
out.
Your weapon.
Jeez. Technically, it's not a whole round. It's just that you miss your opportunity to attack while getting it out. Because you also have to defend yourself and move. And,
Well, we my thing is this. I need to at least do a point of damage to him so he can't cast.
That's too fast. That's 60 seconds.
So, that's my theory.
Okay, so you're charging that way.
Yep.
Even odd, even it's on the same side of the table as you. Odd, it was on the other corner. It was on the other corner, so you have to kind of go around the table a little bit. Okay? And
I was still in like 30 seconds.
Right?
You're drawing way too fast.
Okay. Anyway.
I lost my count.
You start in 6. You will arrive at him and can potentially like plow into him or whatever in
just 2. Just tackle him.
Okay. And also in 6.
I'm attempting a shoulder.
Aggressively
I'm 4 foot tall. Like, really?
Shoulder to the groin.
I should be able to go to the groin.
Right? Shoulder to the groin.
This is why Kendrick does this.
You sound like you're in need of encouragement. Well, yeah.
Yay!
That little gargoyle going. Well, yay. This is going to turn out well.
Stands at the table where he's actually blown over backwards in her chair. And then she stands up and stands over the flaming remains of her chair with part of it's like straddling her legs. And she is drawing her longsword and she says, "What is going on? Someone tell me what is going on!"
I wish I knew who that was.
Okay. And now we're in 5.
I go.
In 5.
I'm unconscious.
I go.
Nothing. We left 4. You on fire, sorry.
Okay, so if you go, if you go in 4, you would have an 18 dex.
Okay.
You did
No. You said some higher, so I wasn't expecting you to be that high.
Okay. There are no 4. Wait a minute. Here is dex. No 4s. Okay. Then if you go in 3, you would have a 17 dex. Okay. And nobody goes in 3.
I'm thinking you're going in 1.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's between 11 and 15.
All right, there we go. To, Perrin actually acts in
2, 3. I thought you said nobody went in 3.
Hey, Alexa, cancel that alarm.
She doesn't go 3. Perrin goes in 3. Okay.
7:50 p.m. alarm canceled.
Thank you.
Is he done?
Okay.
Okay.
The keys are in the back, sitting there. I go in 2. Well, I finished
my action blocking,
in 2.
I'm blocking in the entire driveway.
You're not blocking me.
Okay, good.
That's why she's taking my car.
Nope.
Alicia was last one here.
So. Okay.
You guys parked here, and I pulled all the way up right here.
I tried parking in the spot where nobody parked me in case I had to leave for a call.
I'm the only one blocking in. Okay.
Okay.
They all park behind the church van.
Draws her, is in the process of drawing her dagger, and turns and kind of goes to bound toward the guy in the corner, and somehow manages to leap like 20 feet and splats into the wall next to him and falls on her back on the floor.
Nice.
Whoa!
And she's laying there and she says, "Ah, Boots!"
Boots of striding and springing.
Okay.
She Bezored herself.
She Bezored
herself. Yeah, Bezored did it off the ceiling.
I'm just like, ouch, and I'm just running. In plate mail.
She pulled a Bezor.
Three. Then we go to two.
I'm tackling him. Punching him, something.
If you would go in two, you would have a 16 dex.
I don't go in two.
But you do not go in two.
Yeah. Ha! Okay. You may still have a bonus to AC.
We just wanted...
If you have a 15.
We just wanted some form of dex bonus and we were robbed. We got these fighter-type bodies and nothing to show for it.
Right?
Dude, don't
well,
even
well, my
start.
Strength is way higher than an 8, and I have more than 38 hit points.
I'm afraid that my intelligence actually, and my wisdom that came over are this character's highest stats.
Seems like mine are as well.
Okay. Do you even have enough intelligence to be a mage?
Yeah.
Yes.
Minimum's
because
nine.
Apparently, from Dan's description, I'm a cancer patient.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.